Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Hi, I'm Sarah Smith. If you're the type of person that goes to Liberty as other people would go on safari, and the fact that John Lewis doesn't have a funeral service makes you fret, Sarah Smith cleaning cloths are for you. Sarah Smith, available from Sainsbury's, for the posher washer. Proud sponsors of Dumpty Dum.
This is Dumpty Dum, the show about the reality docudrama that is centred on Ambridge in the heart of the Midlands. I'm Royfield Brown. This is another special episode that deals with the aftermath of domestic abuse and rape. As listeners, we know that Helen is free and has been acquitted of attempted murder, but what services and counselling would or should she be receiving? So I went back to Mariah Cohen, a sexual assault programme coordinator at the Crime Victims Treatment Centre, Mount Sinai West, in New York, to ask about counselling and support. Mariah, I just thought that we had a great chat about spotting the kind of forms of abuse and the signs, but we didn't really talk about what happens kind of post that. So quite simply, what help is there, which you kind of recognise of actually helping victims kind of post the trauma, post the abuse?
Yeah, great, and such an important question. There are two kinds of therapy. There's more crisis counseling. That's when somebody is really in the acute phase after a trauma, and they either come to a hospital or a crisis counseling center or even a crisis line. And that is really more just making sure that somebody can be held and is safe kind of within themselves and also in their homes or in their lives, or if they have a safe place to go. So the crisis counseling is really in the acute phase after a trauma, after an assault or a traumatic experience. And then there's longer-term therapy. And longer-term therapy is focused on really processing the traumatic experience. Typically, we think of it as kind of having four stages to trauma recovery. This comes from actually Judith Herman, who wrote a book called Trauma and Recovery, which is a seminal work on trauma. And the first stage is just making sure that the survivor feels safe within themselves and also in their lives, that they can sort of have confidence in their ability to self-soothe. So in that stage, we work a lot on techniques to learn how to self-soothe and to kind of come down from really, really strong emotions. Mm-hmm. So we do that first. We don't start with just tell me your story. That can actually be really hurtful to somebody if they don't quite feel safe yet with the other person. The next phase is called psychoeducation, and it's really learning about trauma and learning about what happens in your body and your brain when you've experienced trauma. That can be hugely empowering to someone to understand, oh, this reaction is normal, right? I'm having a normal reaction to an abnormal experience. So that second stage is really important too. And only after those two stages do we start processing. And that processing really is about kind of transforming the traumatic memory into something that's more integrated into the survivor's life story. So it's not something that you sort of have to always, always work so hard to never look at, or always, always feel like you're sort of staring at it all the time. It's something that's integrated into one's life a little bit more. And that last stage is really about then integration. After the processing happens, the survivor then sort of integrates this sometimes new identity, sometimes kind of mourning like a traumatic loss, sort of mourning something that was before the trauma happened, and really creating a new future, and kind of feeling like the puzzle pieces are sort of put back together. So that's the kind of work that is trauma specific. It's really important when someone is seeking help that you're seeing a therapist who knows about trauma, so that they can really guide you in a safe way through this process. But healing happens a lot.
And I'm presuming that every victim of abuse goes through the kind of treatment phase, the counseling phase, at different speeds.
Yes, absolutely.
But just trying to get a handle on it, but what would be, let's say, an average length, you know? Mm-hmm. Is this something which goes on, you know, perpetually, or is it a case of, is it 5 years, 3 months, you know, etc.? Mm-hmm. What would be just an average kind of, you know, duration?
So, yeah, I can say, you know, so we see people that experience, here at CVTC, we see people that experienced a recent assault. We also see people that experienced trauma in childhood. Mm-hmm. So speaking more to people that experienced a recent assault, there's never an exact number, as you said, but we say roughly it takes about 6 months to a year. That's kind of the kind of work that we do. People feel that they've done that piece of work of processing the trauma in about 6 months to a year.
Okay. When I was kind of doing my research for this, I kind of tripped up on counseling, support, victim and treatment, and kind of realized kind of quite quickly that generally, if we're talking about treatment, that's the perpetrators. Would you know, is that something which you guys actually offer, you know, treatment to, you know, to men or to, you know, to people who've actually been the abusers?
Yeah, so we are pretty specific in that we offer services to survivors of violence, so to people that have been the victims of violence. But we also know, right, that a lot of people that perpetrate have also been victims in their past. So we hold that kind of gray area very gently. But if you're talking about treating perpetrators like to work on being violent, we don't do that. That's a very different kind of therapy and a very different kind of treatment.
Okay. So just to kind of end up, because I know you've got to run. But would you have any kind of statistics on, you know, how to measure success in something like this? Obviously, when a victim comes to the end of the counselling, you know, how do you measure whether, you know, you've been truly effective?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we do have some quantitative measures, but I think that the more qualitative measures are more significant. And it's really about how the survivor kind of feels in the world. A lot of times people, when they're done with trauma therapy, reflect on where they were when they came in, and they were experiencing a lot of symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorders, a lot of reactions to trauma, including kind of having an exaggerated startle response, having nightmares, thinking a lot about the experience. So a lot of times the success can be measured in a reduction of those symptoms. And a lot of times it's also just kind of about how the survivor feels in themselves and in the world. So just more connected to themselves, able to be more present, able to kind of be connected to emotions coming up in the present. So some of it is about looking at symptoms and a reduction in symptoms, and some of it is just kind of a more qualitative and vague sense of well-being.
Mariah, as always, you've been a total star with just helping us to understand a little bit more about the dreadful issue of domestic abuse, and then also to understand maybe some of the help and support that Helen, mm-hmm. the character of the Archers, will be receiving. Just quickly before you got to go, give us your contact details if anybody needs to grab hold of your services, please.
Yep, you can call our main line at 212-523-4728. You can also look at our website at cvtcnyc.org. And thank you so much for bringing this up. I am so happy to talk about it.
Listen, no worries. As always, I kind of say thank you to you. Thank you for being just so kind of informative. And it's just so sorry that we kind of have to talk about such a dreadful issue, but it's incredibly important. Obviously, yeah. Mariah is based in the US, and 50% of our listeners are actually in the UK. There is Refuge and Women's Aid in the UK who have a 24-hour National Domestic Violence Helpline, which you can contact on 0808-2000-247 for their services. Thank you again, Mariah. And
thank
hopefully
you.
The next time we'll be talking about whether the Mets or the Knicks are going to win the World Series or something earth-shattering importance. But you take care, have a great day, and thank you again
thank
for
you,
contributing
you too.
To Dum Dee Dum. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Helen, sweetheart. Don't worry, it'll all be
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay.